Every 10 seconds, a new small business is started. Every day, more and more people are deciding they want to be their own boss and making huge sacrifices to live out their dreams. Yet, they have no place to turn for support. Entrepreneurs of the world, unite and let's talk business.
This is Dr. Dennis Waitley. You're listening to Let's Talk Business, which I think is probably the most important show that you can listen to on becoming an entrepreneur in a fast-forward world.
The Let's Talk Business Network is dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and small business owners succeed. So get ready to be helped, informed, and inspired, because it's time for Let's Talk Business with veteran entrepreneur and a man who was voted one of the 100 most important talk show hosts, Mitch Schlimmer.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Business. I'm your host, Mitch Schlimmer, and you're listening to the radio talk show all about entrepreneurship, small business, and a subject that I just love called youth empowerment. And you're listening to us right here on WREK 91.1 on your FM dial, 100,000 watts of power here. And for the hour here, we're going to focus our entire show on youth empowerment. We've got two great guests joining us. Our first guest is joining us all the way from California, and it is none other than Mark Victor Hansen. And you want to talk about an incredible entrepreneur, and you're going to learn a lot about his journey and his latest passion, which is all about youth, including actually his Richest Kids Academy. And second of all, right afterwards, we're going to have Juan Casimiro. And Juan has started years back a foundation, and he is having his ninth annual toy drive, and he's doing a lot of exciting things. Juan is deeply involved with Accenta, a software company here in Atlanta, and their Ultimate Life Institute, and actually a fellow co-founder of the Magic Wand Foundation, and we're going to talk about that as well. But the key to this show is also you. Always feel free to send me questions. Got my iPad ready here. Send it to mitch@ltbn.com. Well, my first guest, as I mentioned, is joining us all the way from California, and it is unbelievable the things that Mark Victor Hansen has done during his career, which we're going to discuss. And if there's ever an America's ambassador of possibility, it is Mark. Mark, welcome back to Let's Talk Business. Mark, you there, buddy? Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty, but that should be taken care of quickly. As I mentioned, our featured guest is actually joining us from California, and it is Mark Victor Hansen. Mark, you here, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, bub?
I'm good, but I'll call in on my cell phone because this phone is not working somehow.
No, you're on the air with me. You're on the air with me live, Mark. No problem at all.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, well, a second ago you couldn't hear me, so I was going to call back in.
No.
Okay, good, as long as we're on.
We're on.
Glad to be with you again, Mitch.
I tell you what, it's been a long time, Mark, and I still remember that day when this first book came out. And I love the name of the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. And boy, they say the rest is history. And you're going to be on here for a half hour with me. So I really want, you know, for my listeners to get a good sense for you as an entrepreneur. This show and our audience is all full of entrepreneurs, especially young entrepreneurs. So I want to start out and take us back when early on in your career and eventually what actually led up to writing and co-writing Chicken Soup for the Soul with Jack Canfield?
Well, in the most abbreviated way, when I was 9 years old, I wanted my own bicycle, so I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and I sold more Christmas cards through the Boy Scouts greeting card consignment program than anyone else, 376 boxes, so I could buy my own bike, and my dad took half the money and put it in my college fund. Then I was a little rock star at 16 and made a heck of a lot of money because I saw the Beatles, and I said to my best friend, "We're starting one." And he said, "What do you play?" And I said, "Nothing." He said, "What do you play?" "Nothing." And I said, "Then we're qualified." Excuse me. Look at Ringo. And I'm joking about Ringo. But the fact of the matter is we started a rock group, made $17 an hour. And some nights we got paid $5,000 by filling little rock concerts. And then you know, then I started building a business after studying with Bucky Fuller and building geodesic domes, and I blew that business out in New York. And from there, I went forward and decided I wanted to be a speaker at 26 and started selling books from a platform, learned about multi-authored books. Then Jack and I got together, did Chicken Soup for the Soul, and, you know, we've done now 204 of those, and it sold 500 million books around the world, so it's the world's best-selling series, and I'm the world's best-selling nonfiction author, and that's really cool. And then we've invested in all kinds of different things to make them work. And as the economy went sideways, what my wife and I saw happening at restaurants as we traveled around was that you got kids that have spent $40,000, $20,000 to $40,000, and sometimes $160,000 to graduate, and are working as waiters and waitresses. And I go, no, this can't be America. This is wrong. There's no job. So I got hired by Brown University, and they paid me $25,000 to come in and talk and teach, because all the kids there always got jobs at General Foods, General Motors, General Dynamics, and this year they were generally not wanted, so they brought me in to talk about entrepreneurship, and after 8 hours, the kids were jumping up and down going, oh, my God, we could start our own business. We can be Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg. And so I said, wow. So I wrote a book that's a bestseller called Richest Kids in America, and then now we've turned that, like you said, into the Richest Kids Academy. So for $1 a day, we're taking every richestkidsacademy.com. We're teaching every kid in America to love free enterprise, business, with profitability based on innovation, inventiveness, and creativity. And I know that's a whole mouthful, but you asked a big question.
Well, I tell you one thing, Mark, and we'll eventually hear, as I mentioned, we've got a whole half hour here, and we're going to discuss more of Richest Kids Academy. But, you know, I think back, and you just said it, you know, so simply, but, you know, it really wasn't minor, and that was, you just said Bucky Fuller, you know, like geodesic dome, like it's nothing. And as you and I both know, mentors are such an important part of the journey of being an entrepreneur. I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, Buckminster Fuller and the things you learned from him and maybe some other mentors.
Well, perfect, and I thank you for that question. Bucky Fuller, for some of the people that aren't knowledgeable of who he was sort of the guy that finished a lot of Einstein's work, wrote How to Understand E equals MC squared, and it's a great long story, probably too long for the show. But anyhow, I was at Southern Illinois University. I was going to be a doctor of physiology, I thought, and the head of physiology was with Bucky at NASA, and both of them were teaching at SIU because both of them had got fired at Harvard at 65. 40 years ago, it was mandated that if you're 65, you're over and out as a college professor, and they got fired, but our school hired everybody because they didn't think they're over and out. So by the time I was with Bucky, I was 21 and he was 71. My physiology professor said, we got to go hear the smartest man in the world, and Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller, and quite honestly, I'd never heard of him, but I trusted this guy intently because he was one of my mentors. I've had 44 mentors. What you're saying, Mitch, is right. Everybody needs great and inspiring mentors. If you want to be great, you'll never find a great business person that doesn't have great and inspiring mentors, even if they got to read them or watch them. And that's why I created the Richest Kids Academy, you know, to get every kid in America a chance to be mentored by the smartest and the best young business people, because we've videotaped all the kids that have made fortunes and all the adults. But back to Bucky, I went and saw him, and holy cow, he was short and diminutive in height, but he had radials of color, which now are called auras, coming out of him, and I'd never seen those before. And I just, because he's a sort of a human guinea pig, he called himself, and he tested himself on everything, and just, he was dynamic and insightful and said, we can make the world work for 100% of humanity. We can make everyone physically and economically successful. And I thought, oh, my God, he's talking to my heart and my soul. And I went over to his office, got a job with him, traveled with him for the next 7 years, got degrees with him, and just I was inspired to make the world work. And that's what we need to do now. And that's why I created the richestkidsacademy.com. So every kid can start thinking world, no matter whether they're here in India or Egypt or wherever, although I'm very patriotic and I want America to work first, and that's why I want every one of the 60 million kids in America to have a shot, because they're 100% of the future, while they're only 20% of our population, and somebody's got to teach them what you and I are talking about, entrepreneurship, which is where you take small value, make a tall value to the marketplace, to yourself, to the future, and create a fortune. Answering too long?
No, not at all. You are who you are. Maybe you could share with us some of the, what I'm going to call the most important lessons that Buckminster Fuller taught you. You know, I still remember back. I turned back that VCR in my brain, and I still even remember the inverse paranoid, that basically the universe is conspiring to do you good. And I thought it'd be great maybe for you to talk about some of the great lessons that he taught you, and therefore we can share with our audience.
Well, Bucky desperately wanted to make the world work, and he did inventions that no one had thought of. He was sort of a Yankee tinker, they called him. And he invented, of course, the geodesic dome, which is a spherical building made out of triangles that look like an eggshell. And it's 1/100 the thickness of the building. And he said, look, we can make these lightweight. We can make them portable, affordable, transportable. You can pick them up in a helicopter, drop them down wherever you had an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane or a tsunami, and we could take care of people. He created a car called a Dymaxion automobile, which is still, Henry Ford said it was the best car ever, and that's why Henry Ford had somebody drive Bucky's Dymaxion car over and kill two politicians to put him out of business. But it was a car that had front-wheel drive. It had 11 passenger seats facing each other in the back. It ran on alcohol, ethanol, methanol, which is what we ought to be doing today. I mean, one of the things I've invested in is called Solozyme, which is a public company now, but they're growing algae that'll go straight into the gas tank out of one of the 16,000 kinds of algae. And all that was inspired in me by Bucky Fuller to say, hey, look, Fuller said, look, we've got to get off petrochemicals. It takes 100 million years to make petrochemicals, or what I call dinosaur juice. We've got to, tune in and turn on to alternative energy that is recyclable and what Bucky called income energy. And that's why, he's tuned me into, I'm invested in windmills very big and geothermal and tidal energy that we can, because the three big problems of the world, which Bucky saw coming, was number one, we're not going to have enough energy, which is true because, 10 years ago, none of the people in the energy utility business saw the coming of the cell phone, the laptop, the palm top, the internet. All this stuff sucks energy at quantum levels. And then when you understand it, Crystal and I just got back, my beautiful wife and I just got back from working in China twice in the last 3 months. And in China, they got a mandate that all the cars in the next 10 years have got to be electric. Well, the same thing in India. We need to do that in America, but we need to go off of burning coal. And I know there are people in the Midwest listening to us that are going, what? Off coal? That's our whole business here in Springfield, Illinois. What are you talking about? Well, coal's a dirty substance, and they're burning too much of it in India. And if you go to Beijing, like we just were, the number one diseases, nose cancer. I mean, you just can't have that much pollution and live in it. The hydrocarbons need to be sequestered. That's a whole different issue. But we need to go on income energy, which the politicians talk about. But as an insider and investor, I can tell you that they're not doing anything about it. So, they're interesting. They wax on rhetorically, but don't do anything practically. So the stuff I'm doing is here to change the world. And I'm standing on the shoulders of a bona fide genius, Buckminster Fuller, who, had 2,000 major inventions, wrote 40 books, decided that he was going to be a human guinea pig to change the world and make it better for everybody else with new things like the Dymaxion car, the Dymaxion house, the geodesic dome, rowing needles, and, I can name, I think, probably half of his inventions.
He was quite a guy. You know, Mark, you mentioned you had 44 mentors. Any other one like Bucky that, really stands out? And again, maybe you could really just share with us, what they really taught you that maybe even changed who you are?
Well, every one of them has changed who I was. I mean, Bucky Fuller, I was just a little guy that from, my parents are very loving, hardworking immigrant parents that owned a bakery and were blue collar. And, so my brothers and I are the first, so to speak, white collar educated people in our whole family ancestry. So Bucky showed me that, anyone can decide to get as much education as they want, and in a few years you can go from uneducated to educated, and I can give a lot of stories, chicken soup stories about that. And then right now the mentor that means the most to me is my beloved wife, Crystal. I mean, she just helps me at every turn, and I can talk about that in 100 or 1,000 or probably a million different ways. And, for sure, Jack Canfield, who is a Harvard graduate, help me in my writing skills and my thinking skills and so a lot of my analytical skills, my perceptional skills, because I would, you know, it's like my little daughter who's one of our five kids is at University of California, Irvine. Three of them are in university right now, and two have graduated. And, you know, she's very positional about what she knows, but, you know, she wants to be positional. And then I learned from Jack, just be patient and listen and then say, would you be open to looking at another position? And then, you know, pretty soon my position gets melted down because it's not an enlightened position. And what, you know, Crystal and I want to do is come out of an enlightened point of view where we can make everybody better off and no one worse off, which is one of the lines I learned from Dr. Fuller a long time ago.
Well, that's a great line, I tell you, and it's great to have these mentors, and they really shape your life. You know, one thing that I, when I also look back at this reel of mine, you know, I still remember the, you know, having you and Jack on when the first Chicken Soup for the Soul came on, and I remember you saying how, you know, how many books you wanted to sell. And lo and behold, you know, I just could imagine all the people out there, you know, laughing, you know, as we both know how many publishers alone it took for you to finally get one to do it. But the long and short of it is you guys hit that number. And my question to you is, what would you say, you know, are some of the keys to, you know, selling that many books? Some dear friends of mine and associates have just penned their first book. Scott Schickler and Jeff Waller have written a book called The Seven Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, a great read that I highly recommend that anyone goes out and get. They can get it on the Kindle. They can get it on the Nook and other places as well. But I was curious, you know, what advice would you give them or anyone to really sell a lot of books? Because it wasn't luck that you guys did this.
Well, we did a lot of things right, and first of all, if they really want to sell books, they had to go through. I did a virtual class called WealthyWritersWisdom.com, and at WealthyWritersWisdom.com, we teach you, you know, how to make sure you got a best-selling title and then how to market it, first of all, the old way, which still works a little bit, although bookstores are having real hiccups right now, and now the new way with the social marketing boom, which is better than ever because every author, every musician, every artist, every filmmaker can now get stuff done if they just know how to distribute and market. And that's really the key. So what Jack and I did is after we got 144 rejections for Chicken Soup from all the major publishers, whether it was Time Warner or Random House and all of them, we got a little publisher to take us in, and we did the butt-breaking behavior. But the most important thing we did, back to mentors that you asked, is that we interviewed the 101 best-selling authors of the time. I mean, befriended and then interviewed Dr. Ken Blanchard and Dr. Wayne Dyer and Dr. Scott Peck, the guy who'd been number one 12 years in a row, made $40 million with A Road Less Travel and his book. And we just interviewed every one of them, but not how to write, because we both knew how to write. We both had books that were technically bestsellers that we'd sold from the platform, Jack, his, and my Dare to Win. And I'd sold 360,000 books, so that's really substantial to start with. And they still wouldn't take us, which is just, as I look back on it, I go, God, dumb coughs. Anyhow, the point being that our desire was high. We learned how to market. We wrote on little yellow stickies and put them on a wall at Jack's Culver City office, 1,094 things that we were going to do. Then we set them in order. We wrote a wall of a business plan, and then we set about doing it. And we did everything everyone had done plus some extra stuff because it inspired us to figure out how to outmarket, outsell, outdeliver, outperform. And that's exactly what I want for every young kid in America. If a parent that is listening is an entrepreneur, I really want them to go to therichestkidsacademy.com with my whole heart and soul. Look at the video I've watched. Watch it with your kids. Decide to have your kid be a free agent going on into the future. Decide to have yourself watch it. I mean, we had a lady call us yesterday and say, I'm watching this with my 17-year-old, and oh, my God, I'm ready to sell my business, and I didn't even know any of this stuff that you teach and how to do it. And that was lesson number 12, but that, you know, how to exit a business. But she just, you know, you don't wake up knowing eclectically how to do business. So you got to learn from somebody like me who is really a good scholar, a good researcher. You know, I've made millions in seven different industries, and I want to help everybody be omni successful and have the homes they want, the cars they want, the travel they want, the lifestyle they want. We're doing all this work in Asia now because I am dedicated to causing so much free enterprise that we end communism. How's that grab you?
Well, your goals have always been lofty. They've been big goals. Some would call them dreams. But truth be told, as we both know, the decades show the proof is in the pudding, and you have actually done it. Well, again, listeners, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Let's Talk Business right here on our Ultimate Life Radio Network. And one of the things we're talking about here on WREK, of course, 91.1 on your FM dial here in beautiful Atlanta. And joining us from California is Mark Victor Hansen. We're talking about his journey, his latest venture, his richestkidsacademy.com, and much, much more. One of the things, too, Mark, that I remember how, you know, with those little sticky pads that you had on the wall, one of it was to do, if I remember right, at least one interview a day. And the reason I'm bringing that up is maybe just briefly you could talk about how important PR and exposure really was to your success.
Well, first of all, PR was everything. It sort of like the super S on your chest. It's, you know, made us super people because we, when we're interviewing Scott Peck, who obviously went to Harvard as a psychiatrist and a colleague and a friend of Jack's, which, you know, but I was glad to do the interview. And what Dr. Peck recommended to us was you must do one interview every day, no matter what. He says, now, with the advent of telephone interviews, now in the old days, he had to go from radio station to radio station. You and I have been around long enough to know that that is the form for Wayne Dyer and a few others. But, luckily, radio telephone interviews like what we're doing right now, you're on one coast, I'm on the other coast, and it is just wonderful, or metaphorically on the coast in Atlanta. Anyhow, the point is we said, okay, good, we'll do one every day no matter what, and then each of us will do one every day. So we multiplied it, and that's why we got more people knowing about us, and they heard our stories that made your eyeballs sweat and leak and caused a good laugh and caused your soul to yearn and feel fully human again, and that's why our books are still selling, because they're still the biggest gift book given. But what happened is that we said, look, this, we're putting this in marble in our heads, at least, you know, chiseling it in, and we're going to decide to do one interview each every day, no matter what. So some days we could do each 20, and then you wouldn't have to do something for 20 days, but you could never let off the steam, no matter whether it's December or whether it's June or whether it's August, you know, and we never missed. And when you do that consecutively for 20 years, you get known. It's just like, you know, Steve Jobs, who just passed away, decided he was going to make everything insanely great, and he was a perfectionist and pulled off magic. Well, we pulled off book-selling magic like nobody else has ever wanted to do, and we kept having higher goals, and we figured out how to interface English and Mandarin in China, and that's why we sell so many books in China, and nobody else is there except us, so because they don't let every book in, because it's still a communist country. So it's amazing what you can do if you decide to be passionately on purpose, which is, as I said, what I'm teaching all the kids at the Richest Kids Academy.
Well, I think one of the other things, too, as you and I both know, and that is the people you surround yourself with. You know, way back when, in that landmark book, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, he talks about the mastermind process. And I have no doubt you have a pretty good mastermind group. And, you know, those are the people that can also help influence you. And you know, there's a lot of keys to being successful, especially when it comes to our youth. But, you know, one of the things that I know for sure, and that is, of course, people's mindsets. And when you really study people's mindsets, and our foundation, you know, has done that, to spent a lot of money and a lot of years for this groundbreaking research, and those mindsets are really key, you know, like everything is possible, and you know, passion first, and many others, including attitude of gratitude and live to give. But as you and I both know, boy, these mindsets are really, really important, especially being passionate about what you do, and therefore passion first. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you started with a mastermind, and when Napoleon Hill, the guy who wrote Think and Grow Rich, who had interviewed Andrew Carnegie, was on his deathbed, they said, if you took all the principles you wrote in Think and Grow Rich, what are the most two important? And he said, well, first of all, you've got to have a definite major purpose, which we'll call that the mindset that you brought up. And I say your mindset creates your money set always and only. So if you've got a poverty mindset, you scare away money. And that's why I teach the kids at the Richest Kids Academy and all the parents who watch it with their kids, which is what my recommendation is for a little less than a dollar a day, you know, start watching it, imbibing it, changing their mindset, and then create exactly what you said, a mastermind, which Napoleon Hill on his deathbed said, first, you got to have a definite major purpose. Second, You've got to have a mastermind. Two or more people in a spirit of cooperative harmony pursuing one or more goals. Well, Jack and I pursued the goal, as you know, $1.5 million in 1.5 years because you were kind enough to interview us at the very front end of our success. We said we'll sell 1.5 million books in 1.5 years. Well, we sold 1.3 million, and then we said, well, next year we'll sell 5 million, and we proceed to do that, and then 50 million, and then 100 million, and now a 500 million. And our real goal is sell 1 billion books. Nobody's ever done it. And if you go online, you can find plenty of critics who have never done it, but they're sure that I'm not going to do it either. Well, I think it's going to happen whether I'm alive or dead, just like Napoleon Hill sold 100 million during his lifetime and sold hundreds of millions after his lifetime under lots of different publishers literally around the world. He probably sells that many every year in China and India alone.
Well, I tell you what, those are some great markets, and a lot of people don't talk about those markets as well. But, you know, one thing when you know Mark Victor Hansen well, and again, listeners, you're listening to Let's Talk Business right here on WREK 91.1 on your FM dial, and we're talking about Mark's journey. His latest venture following Mark is going to be none other than Juan Casimiro from Accent, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Magic Juan Foundation, his toy drive, which is part of his Casimiro Foundation, and much, much more. And today's show is all about youth empowerment, and I'd love to take your questions, and I know that Mark does as well. So feel free right now to send email to mitch@ltbn.com. That's mitch@ltbn.com. But Mark, when you know you well, and I know you fairly well, one of the things for sure is you are a dynamic speaker, the real deal. And a lot of people have a hard time speaking publicly, is a big fear, as we both know. Can you give us some tips what you think it takes in order to really be a really good speaker?
Well, most importantly, Mitch, you got to have the deep, penetrating desire to communicate something of import to the audience. And then if you go to a speech, whether you're talking to one person, 20, 200, 2,000, or 200,000, and remember, you're not there for you, you're there for them, then you won't get nervous, you won't get uptight, you will, you know, and if you're excited to deliver what you've got to deliver with passion and verve and vitality and excitement and enthusiasm, you become an irresistible force. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, for 37 years, I've been able to talk to more or less 250,000 people a year around the world, and it's just been one of the things that titillates me at the fiber of my soul. And I know you've had a lot of my colleagues who are on your show also at different times, and all of us have a deep desire to really be a beneficial presence to the audience and innovate the way we communicate and motivate and teach, inspire, and help people transform before our eyes. And for sure, I can give you lots of stories about the reason I started the Richest Kids Academy is that I won the Horatio Alger Award, and one of my mentees is a young man named Nathan Wynn, and he went out and lost a little money at Business First. It usually happens to every entrepreneur. Then next year he made $1.6 million, and by the time he was a senior at USC, he was doing over $5.6 million and had 20 employees, which is why I want to get America going again by getting every kid to be an entrepreneur.
Well, I tell you what, entrepreneurship, as we know for decades, has been the backbone of this country, and youth entrepreneurs are our future. They're opening up businesses at record rates, and we share with you, as we discussed today, and I also at other times with you, how important entrepreneurship is to our youth, and I know that we can be of a lot of value to them, and hopefully even together here. And one of the things that in starting to wrap up is that I thought it would be really key is, you know, one of the things that you and I both know is that you have been on this, you know, journey a long time. And there's lots of lessons that you learn along the way. Is there any lessons that you could share with our listeners that you know now and you've lived now that you wish you knew earlier on as an entrepreneur?
Right. Well, that's what I put in the Richest Kids Academy, Mitch. I put in everything that I know. Not only do I have 48 lessons on there that teach absolutely every principle you need, simple laws like the Law of 72 and all that. We also teach, because I've interviewed all the richest kids who are doing the coolest businesses on the whole planet and making fortunes and transforming, and then I've interviewed a lot of the adults that started businesses as kids, like my friend Richard Branson, who at 10 years old said, I'll be financially free by 16, and at 16, you know, he ends up starting Student Magazine, and then a guy with long, shaggy hair says, my name's Mick, and I've got a band, and I want to, you know, sell my records. Would you help me? He says, I own Virgin Records, and, you know, the rest is history. Now he has 200-plus businesses, Virgin Mobile, Virgin Records, Virgin everything, and he's just done brilliant, and he's transforming the airlines, he's transforming the railroads, he's transforming cell phones. He's just decided to do it. So what I want to do is help every kid see that, because our school system is failing. Wall Street's failing, and I'm afraid Washington and all the Washington equivalents around the world are failing. So what I want to do is stand up, and that's why I'm so honored to be in your show, and get everybody to go to my website, richestkidsacademy.com. Look at the video there. Decide in favor of yourself. Decide to be an entrepreneur, because I show 8 ways to do it, and everyone in America needs to come back to entrepreneurship like we did at the turn of the century, last century, and make America great, because, you know, we were number one in everything through 1950. Now we're only number one in 2 things, obesity and debt, and that's just unacceptable to me. I mean, America, Coolidge, President Coolidge said the business of America is business. Well, if the business of America is business, than the business of young Americans are creating businesses, because what I said our richestkidsacademy.com is scheduled to do as a virtual online academy is one thing only, and that is get every kid to wake up their full potential as a business person, put together a mastermind, a dream team, and go out and make multiple streams of income. It's the most exciting thing in the world, and that's what I've learned, and that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm passionate about, and I am personally wanting to turn around the economy of America, because if I get 1 million kids to make 1 million, that's $1 trillion, that will get our economy going. It doesn't solve a lot of the problems, but it'll solve most of them.
Yep. No, I think you've articulated it very well, but just quickly, just from an entrepreneurial lesson, is there anything that you know now that you wish you knew when you started out building your businesses?
Well, exactly what I've said. I wish I could have taken richestkidsacademy.com when I was coming through business. It would have saved me a lot of heartache and a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of pain and a lot of lost funds and a lot of everything. Just because it's much better that you have, like you said, a mentor, so you simulate it rather than have to go through the pain, the angst, and the torpor and the torment all by yourself.
Well, I tell you what, it's some great advice, and one thing for sure, Mark, I never know where the time goes here, and it's great to be able to reconnect with you, and we are going to stay in touch, take a look at some of the websites I sent you, and we share that same passion here at Ultimate Life Institute and many other programs with you in empowering our youth, so we look forward to hopefully working together.
Excellent. Thank you. I look forward to it, Mitch, and I thank you for all the listeners for being on the show today. Thank you both.
All right. It's my pleasure. Well, again, bye. Listeners, if you're just joining us, our first guest was the entrepreneur Mark Victor Hansen, and Mark and his co-author partner, of course, Jack Canfield. They had plenty of other authors as well, or co-authors, including Delin McCowan, but they came up with a book and a concept, and 500 million books later, the rest is history. He's doing a lot of things. He's investing in a lot of things. This is a successful entrepreneur that has been able to, as they say, cash out and use that money for things that he cares so much about. My second guest actually joining us all the way from beautiful Miami, and it is in the Doral area, and it is none other than Juan Casimiro, who is a friend of mine and also a business associate. For decades, Juan has been traveling the world helping young entrepreneurs especially reach their goals and dreams. And Juan is doing some great things, including, of course, at Accent, which is a software firm in Atlanta that is all about youth empowerment. More importantly, they also do some great things, including having an Ultimate Life Institute and so on and so forth. Juan, welcome back to Let's Talk Business.
Always my pleasure, Mitch. You definitely are the man that's leading the path for all of the young people who are seeking to be empowered. And now, most recently, with Canfield talking about youth entrepreneurship, is definitely on target.
Yeah, well, Mark Victor Hansen is quite a guy, and I look forward to continuing talking with him. And he shares that same mission as we do, and that is really empowering our youth, especially to live their dreams. As I mentioned earlier, there's a new book out called The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life, and go out and get it. You're going to love that book. You can actually buy it at www.7mindsets.com. That's www.7mindsets.com. But I know, Juan, near and dear to your heart also is a foundation that you started in honor of your late father, and it is the 9th annual toy drive. And you've got some lofty goals. I mean, you want to raise 10,000 toys, and I know you're on your way. So maybe we can start off here and talk a little bit about this toy drive and what you're doing and where you're doing it.
Absolutely. For the second straight year, we're hosting our 9th annual toy drive here at Hellman Worldwide Logistics. It's a company that's located in Doral, Florida, which is in Miami, Florida. This December 1st from 6 to 9 p.m., it's going to be a wonderful event. You know, Mitch, some 9 years ago, we started with 50 toys that we collected benefiting, you know, 50 local kids in Miami. 9 years later, our target is to collect, as you mentioned, 10,000 toys. Now, we clearly understand that for a needy child in a developing country or any at-risk community in the world, that when a child gets one toy, typically that child shares that toy with two or three, maybe even four other kids, be it his brother, little sister, cousins, and so on. So, in essence, by collecting 10,000 toys this year, we're going to be benefiting 30,000 children in over 13 countries, including the United States of America.
Well, that's great. Well, I know one thing. You are deeply passionate about kids, and especially youth empowerment. And you, along with Scott Schickler and Jeff Waller and all the people at the Ultimate Life Institute, including those at Accent, really are out there to make a difference. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about some of these. First of all, maybe talk about the Ultimate Life Entrepreneurship Camp and what it is and how kids can sign up for it.
Absolutely. The Ultimate Life Entrepreneurship Camp is one of the programs under the Ultimate Life Institute, which is working very closely with the founders of Accent Corporation. And basically, it's a camp that becomes a platform, a learning environment strictly for individuals like the ones I am sitting right next to here with some young entrepreneurs in media that want to start a business. And when I ask them, what's your passion? What are your ideas? What are you most interested in that you'd be willing to do for free? Well, guess what? That's your passion. If we can take students with that kind of energy and desire and teach them to take their passions and convert that into a business venture, then it's no longer a job for that child or that young person or even adult. So that's what the entrepreneurship camps. It culminates with a business plan competition at the very end. It's typically 5 days, and we are initiating these camps throughout the world. This coming 2012, the very first one is through the U.S. Embassy in the Dominican Republic, the second week of June. It's typically 5 days, Monday through Friday, and then there's a business plan competition, which really gets the students or the young people to understand that, yes, they could come up with an idea, but you got to have a business plan at all costs so that you could become more successful. And like Hansen mentioned, it is crucial to have a mentor, not only in business, but in life as well.
Where can these kids sign up for these entrepreneurship camps, Juan?
Absolutely. They can go to they can go to Ultimate Life Institute. They can contact me through my phone number at 786-385-5285, or they can visit www.ultimatelifeinstitute.com and seek out more information about what we do and who we are. And they can certainly find out more information through CassieMerrillFoundation.org.
Well, those are some great resources. And as you kind of mentioned earlier, you know, www.magicwandfoundation.org has this and much more and all these programs or on the website at accent.com, including the Ultimate Life Institute, which you briefly discussed. One of the things, too, Juan, I know that you're traveling the world and you're seeing and teaching entrepreneurship to kids, especially through the Ultimate Life Entrepreneurship Camps. And that is, what are you seeing? You know, what are the kids out there really looking for, and what are they doing?
Well, I'll share with you. I'm sitting next to some young entrepreneurs at this conference call, and they one of them graduates in June, and one of the very first questions I ask, do you have a job lined up? It's now almost December, and most students wait till April, March, maybe as late as May, and they graduate in June, and they're trying to find a job. Well, that's kind of late. If you can't find a job, and if you're not prepared at least 6 months in advance, if you haven't done an internship related to that profession you're looking or seeking to go into, I think you're behind. In this case, if it doesn't work out in finding a job, I motivate them to create their own job, create their own business, become more enterprising. So many of them are looking to be free thinkers. Many of them are saying, you know, I don't want to work for someone else. And in fact, I can get a job, I will succeed in that, but I'm always going to make less than the boss, and sometimes if I exhibit my talents, my skill sets, and my know-how, I may offend some people on the top that are my bosses or my supervisors. So many of them are saying, I want to put into action my passion. I love media, I love video, I love technology, I love whatever, but I want to make sure that I have the platform to learn how to convert that into an actual business that I own, that I run, so that I could influence the local economy, so that I can help create jobs and impact, you know, my community through my passion. That's what a lot of them are saying. They're just saying, no one is teaching us. And I'm so glad that other speakers that you've had are entrepreneurs who are saying, we want to support that. And we certainly need more of that support, particularly from role model entrepreneur mentors.
Oh, definitely, for sure. What are some of the things that you do teach them on? One of the things, obviously, you know, as we know, the seven mindsets to live your ultimate life. I mean, we spent all this money and all these years on this groundbreaking research and, you know, created an unexpected blueprint, you know, for an extraordinary life. And that's what I love about this latest book by Scott Schickler and Jeff Waller. And what are some of the things that, you know, that you actually do that really gets them started?
The very first thing is teaching them the seven mindsets of the ultra-successful. I think that every young person, every adult, before going into business or even thinking about business, first learn the seven mindsets of the ultra-successful. That is, you know, passion first. Everything is possible. We are connected. And there are several others that I don't want to go into detail here, but let's get them into the right entrepreneurial, ultra-successful mindset before they go into business, because we know the failure rate is extremely high in the United States, if not throughout the world. That's because they're going into business based on what the market details for them to do. In this case, if you go into business with something you love and you have a passion for, and if you put the mindset of we are connected, then we can talk about business. So we teach them the importance of a business plan. We teach them about buy low, sell high, keep good records. We teach them about the four types of businesses, the legal structures of businesses, and yes, that businesses do have to pay taxes, and that being an entrepreneur is also being socially responsible, that it's not only about making money, becoming extremely financially wealthy. At the end of the day, are you happy doing what you do? And now that you're happy and you've learned how to start a business and run a business and grow a business, can you or would you consider impacting those in the community one way or another through being a social entrepreneur, which is one of the hottest topics today that corporations and big companies are looking at even more so, such as Hellman and Avnet and other companies that have supported all of my causes.
Well, I tell you what, you're seeing it at all levels, including even at the collegiate level. I know here at Georgia Tech, they actually have a leadership program, and they teach entrepreneurship, especially social entrepreneurship. And it's been a very large movement, including even the Social Venture Network. And, you know, that's a large part of the belief, the philosophies, and the realities of Accent is to use money and to go ahead and create programs and divisions like the Ultimate Life Institute that can really research and help create solutions that will really help our youth, especially empowering them and even empowering them to live their ultimate life, not just any life. And as we both know, you know, those seven mindsets are critical. And we teach all of those at our Ultimate Life Summit, which is our fourth annual is coming up this year, which is one of my favorites, from July 21st through the 29th in Orlando. And my favorite mindset, or one of them, I guess, really is live to give. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the live to give mindset and some of the things you've seen the kids do.
Yeah, I'll tell you, live to give, Mitch, happens to be my number one mindset. One of the things that was most exciting as co-founder with you, Scott Schicklin, Mitch, and Jeff Waller for the Magic Wand Foundation, as founders, we were also successful entrepreneurs creating a foundation that empowers young people. I think that's important because oftentimes a lot of nonprofits, executive directors or founders are starting these nonprofit ventures with very little business experience, and it certainly helps to be entrepreneurial and when you're launching a nonprofit as well as a for-profit business. But Live to Give is my primary mindset, and it's basically there to inspire and serve others while living your dreams, while living and maximizing your full potential as an individual. I get so much joy from mentoring hundreds of young people over the last 25 years. I get so much joy in providing these toys as a catalyst to deliver a message to the kids. It is not the toy that they get. It's really the message that we give them when we go out and distribute these toys through partners around the world. We ask each partner or each individual involved, don't just give the toy and then just leave. Give them a message first, set them up, let them look at the toys as the carrot. But after you've delivered some of these mindsets and positive motivational messages, then you provide the toy. So basically we use the toy as a catalyst to really reach kids as early as 1, 2, 3, 4 years old. You know, every needy child that's been neglected, studies show that if you hug them, if you tell them you love them, you know, as often as possible, their self-esteem and motivation increases tremendously regardless of age. So we also ask them, you know, put that live to give mindset into action by hugging them regardless of what they look like, how they smell. Some of these kids that we benefit out on the street in Mexico and in other communities such as Haiti, Dominican Republic. But that live to give mindset is clearly inspiring, serving others while you're living your dreams and maximizing your own potential to benefit others.
And I think one of the big things, Juan, again, listeners, if you're just joining us, you're listening to us here on WREK 91.1 on your FM dial, 100,000 watts right here in Atlanta, and we're dedicating today's show all about youth empowerment. And we've had on two great guests. Starting off today has been none other than entrepreneur and well-known author and speaker Mark Victor Hansen. And currently we've got Juan Casimiro on from Accent and the Ultimate Life Institute. We're talking about the Magic Wand Foundation and much, much more, including Juan's toy drive, which he started 9 years ago, including his foundation, which just had its 10th anniversary, the Casimiro Foundation. And we're talking about the seven mindsets to live your ultimate life. And one of the things, Juan, that I love about the live to give mindset is a lot of times people think it's all about money. And when I make money, I can then give. But that's not the truth. The reality is you can give it at any time and in many different ways. And I just love it when kids leave our Ultimate Life, Ultimate Summit Florida, and they go ahead and do these great programs. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the programs you've seen these kids go back and do.
Sure. At the end of every Ultimate Life Summit, by the way, this is our fourth annual coming up, this coming July 21st or 29th, as you mentioned, at Disney. And I'll share with you that at the very end of those 9 days, the students are left with a challenge that we call the Live to Give Challenge. We ask the students, in fact, we challenge them. We hold them accountable, such as being accountable for all of your success. We ask them to go back to their communities, whatever country they are joining us from, and start an initiative that benefits someone else other than yourself. Just go out and benefit somebody else in that community through an initiative. That initiative could be a project that maybe is motivating young people. Maybe you're giving away toys. Maybe you're starting a food drive, a clothes drive, or maybe you're teaching technology. And I'm mentioning some of those projects that the students have started. For example, Itzel Pauline in Mexico, Marco Sanchez in Mexico, most recently started an international connection network, which is now presently connecting five countries of alumni from the ULS, and they're communicating on a weekly basis. So this 16, 17-year-old young entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, started this network that is now global and growing. And then what they're doing is connecting student clubs and organizations around the world, giving them some seven mindset lessons so that they can then go out and teach that to needy children, at-risk kids, or any child in the community that they are representing. That's just one project. Another project is a young lady from the Dominican Republic, Marina Noel, who basically saw an orphanage that wasn't being paid attention to. This orphanage was lacking beautification at the yard so that these 80 orphan girls can play and be safer and healthier. And she walks into this orphanage and says, I'm going to take this as my Live to Give challenge. And basically she gathers some alumni from the ULS and the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo. And they came together and painted the yard, cleaned up the yard, laid out some groundwork with a solid plan. Today it's a spectacular looking place. Then she said, you know, I want to do something more, not just for these Doña Chucha orphanage in Dominican Republic, but, you know, there's a lot of kids in Dominican Republic, such as other countries, without shoes. She then contacted Tom Shoes through their website, and she was able to negotiate for Tom Shoes to make a commitment of donating 13,000 toys. I'm sorry, 13,000 shoes for young people, kids who are running around barefooted in the rural communities, particularly of the Dominican Republic. That's a 14-year-old, by the way, who started this initiative. And that's what I'm talking about when you leave there with the Live to Give Challenge at the Ultimate Life Summit and where you're thinking with the mindsets, hence being a social entrepreneur. Marina now turned 15. She's looking to expand that 13,000 shoe commitment to 37,000 shoe commitment from Tom Shoes over the next 2-3 years.
And these kids are going to do it. You know, I still remember the first time I heard Jeff Waller basically come up with and make a very bold statement. And that is, you know, all the challenges and problems out there are going to be solved through the hearts and minds and souls of our youth. And he was spot on. And I have no doubt that, you know, one student at a time, and especially using technology, we can go ahead and help a lot of these kids, including at MyUltimateLife.com, where they can get a lot of help if they go to that site. But the stories are endless, and I love them. I love to be able to see, as you know, you turn on the TV and you see George Moore from England, you know, doing his thing, and the list goes on and on. And I know that, you know, as I mentioned, you know, you've been doing this for decades, and my question to you becomes, you know, what does youth empowerment mean to Juan Casimiro?
I think youth empowerment, the first and foremost, is identifying what your true potential is, and then learning through a mentor, learning through programs like the Ultimate Life Institute, learning through experiences at the Ultimate Life Summit, tapping into your network, you know, thinking every day that everything is possible and that we are connected, and that, yes, you are accountable to choose to be responsible for your own happiness and success. Based on all of that, that to me leads into empowerment, where you can think freely, where you can think beyond yourself, where you are sustainable, and you are impacting not only you, your family, your community, but the world. That you have the liberty to decide, and you have the freedom to make a choice that benefits society at large. There's no bigger pleasure than when you help somebody else. Through youth empowerment, in particular, that's what we have been witnessing over the last 2 decades. I've been in this, like you, Mitch, for years, and I can't share with you how many joys that I've gotten, how many tears have rolled down my face when I see young people excel and reaching their potential. Oftentimes they say that most of us don't reach our potential. I say we certainly are reaching our potential through our young people today in America and beyond, throughout the world, through the Ultimate Life Summit. That's what we talk about every day, that you are going to be here empowered, you're going to leave empowered, and you're going to empower others at the same time.
And you're going to have a whole system, an ecosystem around you that can help you throughout the year. It's only the beginning. And, you know, I also think about, obviously, you know, it's important to be thankful for what you got, you know. And as we know, we teach them, you know, one of those other mindsets, attitude of gratitude. But it all ends with the time is now. And, you know, the key is to get these kids started and to realize, you know, when you interview a lot of these great people, which has been a great gift in my life, you know, one of the things that they've always said to me is, Mitch, I wish I dreamed bigger. That was an exact quote from Sir Richard Branson, who Mark Victor Hansen was talking about. And one of the great things is if you start sooner. So the time for sure is now. But again, listeners, always feel free, if you have any questions during the week, send email to mitch@ltbn.com. That's mitch@ltbn.com. And starting today, every Tuesday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, right here on WREK 91.1, we're going to be airing our Let's Talk Business, part of our Ultimate Life Radio. And we are all about entrepreneurship, having the greatest entrepreneurs of our time on the show. If you're thinking about ever starting a business, this show is for you. And as I said, starting the hour, youth empowerment is such an important part of this journey. Well, I tell you what, Juan, in wrapping up, and I know it's been a glorious journey for you, and I know you're really excited, and I have no doubt you're going to get those 10,000 toys, and you're going to continue to help an awful, awful lot of people here, as you've done over the decades, as Scott Schickler has done, and all the people at the Magic Wand Foundation. And I'm so excited and blessed to have all of you, including Jeff Waller and David and others in my life. So I don't know where the time goes, my friend, but hopefully you enjoyed yourself, and I wish you the best of luck, including also these programs you're working on with the embassy. Maybe in 30 seconds or so you can tell us real quickly what you're doing.
Yeah, the U.S. Embassy, we started some years ago with Argentina, where they flew me out to deliver micro-entrepreneurship training. Today we are in 8 countries and growing. Through the U.S. Embassy, we've benefited a lot of people. What I need to say is that the toy drive starts and kicks off on December 1st, but we collect toys through December 31st. It's going to kick off at one of our host sponsors, Hellman and Avnet and AXA and BJ's, are really cooperating along with face-to-face learning and making this happen. I always tap into leading corporations to support these great youth empowerment programs, such as the Ultimate Life Institute. You simply go to CasimiroFoundation.org. You can make a $25 donation online, or you can ship toys to Casimiro Foundation, 10773 Northwest 58th Street, Suite 268, and that's in Doral, Florida, 33178. Mitch, you have always been there in helping me help others. So I wanted to commend you on this great radio show, Let's Talk Business Network at WREK. Keep up the great work. Anything that I can do to empower more young people through your airwaves, count me in.
All right, buddy. It's great, and I appreciate all the kind words. And again, listeners, Casimiro, Casimiro, foundation.org. And we talked earlier today about some other wonderful websites. Go to theultimatelifesummit.com. And I'm saying it right here for the first time. Another landmark book is hitting the streets. And you want to go out and get it. The 7 Mindsets to Live Your Ultimate Life. It really is an unexpected blueprint for an extraordinary life. Go to www.7mindsets.com and you can get the book. And I want to thank, of course, so many people. I want to thank Mark Victor Hansen getting up early and joining us and talking about his Richest Kids Academy. I want to thank Juan for taking some time in his busy day. And as I mentioned, every Tuesday here now at 12 noon, we're going to bring on some of the greatest entrepreneurs of our time, business authors, young entrepreneurs, and leading experts. And I know that you'll thoroughly enjoy the show and you'll continue to learn. And of course, I want to thank so many people that make this show possible. I want to thank everyone here at WREK. I want to thank, of course, Cody and Jonathan. I want to thank Grace and all the people behind Let's Talk Business and our Ultimate Life Radio, including Scott and Jeff and many, many others at Accent as well. So again, next week, You don't want to miss out. Same time, same place, live, 12 noon, right here on WREK 91.1 on your FM dial. A great station, a Georgia Tech, a student-run station that does an incredible